God bless you. Now let me introduce us to our host for today. That's the pastor who will be asking our questions to, is none else but the overseer of the Bride Assembly Lagos Church, Brother Moses Alu. Shalom to you, sir.
Shalom and shalom and shalom to the Bride of Christ worldwide.
Amen.
And shalom to the Bride Television crew. Shalom to all the sponsors of the Bride Television.
Amen.
And shalom to Brother Isaka.
Amen. Hallelujah.
It's a great opportunity.
That's right.
To be with you. It's a great privilege too.
Yes, sir.
To be of help in your journey from earth to glory.
That's right.
From earth to your eternal destination.
Yes, sir.
Every preacher is contributing to that journey.
Mm.
And I pray that today God will cause us to understand better the mystery of redemption. Mm. And give us a reason to hold on to him, to believe in him and follow him.
Amen.
To the end.
Amen.
So welcome to the question and answer session we call Ask the Pastor. And I am the pastor for today. You're welcome.
Amen. Yes, Brother Moses Alu is the pastor for today. And he's the overseer of the Bride Assembly Lagos Church, in case you don't know. So please, let's make good use of this opportunity by asking our questions. Sir, let me ask the first question, because it's a privilege to be with you now. You just finished an interesting series talking about the sevenfold reward for the overcomers.
Yes.
In fact, from the title of that sermon, it was already exciting me, sevenfold reward of the overcomers. And I listened to it. You used two services, two Sundays to take that sermon. Okay, why do you think we need such a sermon in a time like this? And why was the push behind that sermon, sir?
I want the people to know that, like Apostle Paul said, we're not beating the air.
Hmm.
I want Christians Amen. To know that we have a hope that the sacrifices we make now because of our faith will not be in vain.
Amen.
I want the people to have reason to push on.
Amen.
No matter what, not to be distracted. What is ahead is too much to miss.
Mm.
And that there is a reward, and we want to see scripturally, try to show the scripturally. That's all the purpose.
Amen.
To know that our effort, our sacrifices, our service unto the Lord, our decision to serve the God of Israel, the way some of us are doing it, there is a reward for it.
Hallelujah.
Keep on. Don't be tired.
You know, I listened very well. In fact, I was even standing close to the altar, so I listened very well. You know, I love to see the preacher when he's preaching his face so that I can see, is this man deceiving me or telling me the truth? But I discovered, I didn't hear you mention any earthly reward. Oh, if you serve God now, God is going to better your life tomorrow, you'll be a millionaire, things like that. Why is it so sad?
Yeah, I'm only preaching what the scripture says. When he says we should not lay our treasures here on earth, it can be corrupted. There is the lay the treasure up there. It is eternal. The treasure we have there is eternal. Now, naturally, when you work hard here, I mean, there is a reward for your hard work here. You know, your sleepless nights, pursuing money, education, get your certificates, and all your job. Wake up in the morning and you work till night, and there is a reward for your labor here on earth. The money you have, the house you build, the comfort you have, you're able to pay your bills and take care of your children. It's all part of the reward of your labor here. But we are saying that this is momentary. There's something better there than this one here. So while we try to be comfortable here, don't lose sight of the unseen.
The eternal rewards.
And it is very easy to miss the one that is ahead because it's not seen.
Okay.
You know, it's only promised.
Hmm.
But faithful is he
who has promised. You're so indeed.
So that is what we want to drum it on the people. While you are, in the book of Judges, the water test,
God
gave Gideon.
Yes, sir.
Those who were qualified to go for that battle were those
that lapped like a dog.
That lapped like a dog. Why? The tongue is drinking the water, but the eye is looking up.
Amen.
So while you are eating here on earth, let your mind be up.
Okay.
Look up, your redemption is there. There's something better there.
Amen.
Than this water you are drinking here.
Amen. You also made a very interesting statement that excited me yesterday. You said the look up is not to look up.
It's not physically looking up to the sky and to the moon and the eclipse of the sun and the stars moving, and it is to be heavenly minded.
Heavenly minded.
Heavenly minded. Mm. That is what he said. Look up, your redemption is near. That is, be heavenly minded looking forward to the soon coming of the Lord.
Okay, thank you, sir. Good evening, man of God. I'm a Christian. I'm getting married to a divorced man. His first marriage was in church, but in his country. But since we are getting married now in my own country, is it wrong for me to wed him in church this time around? My pastor said nothing is wrong with this, but I feel it's not right. Sister Judith from Cameroon.
Sister Judith from Cameroon. Let's look at it very, very scripturally.
Mm.
It is not the ceremony of marriage that is of importance, but the marriage itself that is important to us. Your question should have been, is it proper for you to marry that man that has been divorced? It is the marriage itself, not the ceremony of the marriage.
Okay.
The Bible tells us, if he is a Christian, that is in Mark chapter 10. In Mark chapter 10, I believe.
Yes, sir.
Now, this is the way he put it, from verse 6.
Okay. But from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female.
Yes.
For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. So then they are no more twain, but one flesh.
Mm.
What therefore God has joined together, let not man put asunder.
Mm-hmm.
And in the house, his disciples asked him again of the same matter, and he said unto them.
Now note verse 11 and verse 12.
And he said unto them, whosoever shall put away his wife and marry another, committed adultery against her. And if a woman shall put away her husband and be married to another, she committed adultery.
Now, whosoever shall put away his wife and marry another, committed adultery against that woman that he has put away. So, Sister Judith, we want to ask, what happened to the divorce? Because the only reason, according to Matthew 19,
yes, sir,
why he can put away his wife is if she's caught in fornication. That should be the only reason. And that is why he can put her away and remarry. The second reason, again, why he can put her away and remarry is if as unbelievers.
Okay.
They married as unbelievers, and he coming for you now. The former wife refused to join him in the Christian faith and decided to leave him. She is the one that left him. So if she is the one that divorced him, then because of his faith, the Bible says the unbelieving depart, let him or her depart. The bond is broken. He's now free to marry you. And if he's free to marry you under this circumstance, then you can go and do your wedding. You are free now to wed and do the normal church wedding and all the ceremonies, because he's now starting his life afresh with you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Okay. So what of marriage in this?
Of course, that is for if it is confirmed by the elders of the church that the marriage was done in deceit.
Okay.
That also enables you to break
marriage
and remarry.
Okay, sir, I want to ask a follow-up question on this particular issue.
Yes.
We know you experience a lot of things as a pastor. In fact, some of us wonder why your blood pressure has not gone high with the kind of things you see. What if a brother, you know, who is a message believer, just met the message, and then his spouse or his sister, whoever, and then their spouse is saying no, because you believe these people, you believe this message, we are not going to, we can't continue this relationship. And is there and departs?
Oh, that is the unbelieving.
And yet, maybe they belong to the Christian fold.
That is the unbelieving. And there's something else you believe. You are moving. You believe you are moving your life forward.
Okay.
You know, following the light of the gospel.
Mm.
And she's saying, for doing that, we must remain in our Catholics.
Mm.
We must remain in the night of St. Lumumba. We must be doing our rosary every time. And you are saying, no, if you want to do what you want to do, you can do, but I won't join you. I am moving forward. As you said, because of that, I'm breaking the marriage. You are free if she goes to remarry.
Okay.
That falls within the unbelieving departing.
All right. Thank you, sir. Okay, viewers, we'll go on a short break so that some of us can prepare to ask the pastor a lot of powerful questions. We'll be right back after this short break. Stay tuned.